Good evening. So I have been working with or trying to follow Layman Pang's example, and finding what he calls the marvelous in simple activities. Just trying to pay attention to simple activities, especially for me, today and yesterday, activities outside the Zendo, outside of this Zazen form, bringing it out. And I've mentioned a number of those little simple activities, bringing awareness to those. And there's one activity which is a great help with many other activities. And that's the activity of breathing. I want to talk about breathing tonight. Just breathe in and out. We're doing it all day long and all night long. But rarely do we notice it. It's in the background. And in this practice, we move it to the foreground. Or we work to do that anyway. Don't forget to do that. You know, the old joke is don't forget to breathe. Of course, you can't forget to breathe. But don't forget to remember that you're breathing. And then, you know, at first it's remembering that you're breathing, and after some time it's not remembering that you're breathing, it's just having awareness of your breathing. The Buddha knew that breathing is helpful to in practice. And these old Buddhist texts that we're reading now, breathing is key. And the Buddha inherited that knowledge from generations before. It goes way back, especially in the East. I don't know that it was talked about that much in the West. Certainly I didn't grow up learning about breathing techniques that the Greeks and Romans and, Holy Roman Empire did. But in the East, they had this long tradition of paying attention to breathing as a useful tool, as a useful ally in our spiritual practice. And one key thing that breathing does, very simply, is calm us down. Just to pay attention to our breath. And regulate is too strong a word, but to calm our breath, which it naturally does when we notice it. That calms us down. You know, the Buddha wouldn't know it, but it's it kicks in the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest system, tells us, if we breathe, not in a shallow way, but in a deep way, that feeds back to our brain that it's okay. We're okay. We're not being attacked by wild animals. We're not being attacked by life. And also, it's not time to go attack. It's not time to go get anything. It was just rest time. And that's the kind of, that's the frame of mind that we are looking for in Zazen. So we say, breathe, pay attention to your breathing, and breathe deeply. Breathe with your belly, we say. You know, sometimes they say, breathe from your hara, which is the middle of your body. Just three fingers below your belly button. And David instructs us to do that when we do Qigong. So imagine right now your belly as you breathe in getting, you know, getting large, and then as you breathe out, collapsing. And as I understand it, what's happening, Elizabeth Nelson would be able to correct me, but what's happening there is that your diaphragm, when you breathe in, is contracting and changing the pressure in your abdominal cavity so that you, in your lungs, so that you breathe in. And then it relaxes on an out-breath, and you naturally breathe out. So the work of breathing is actually done down here, which is our, and not just in the front, in the back too, all the way around, this big muscle called the diaphragm. Is it a muscle, Elizabeth? It's a muscle, right? So that's actually where the work is done. And I think sometimes when you're sitting, it's good to draw your breath down with some intention. At the same time, I'm a little bit careful about that instruction too, because I don't want you to become solely or slavishly attentive to your belly. Sometimes it helps to draw your breath down there and get the engine of your breathing going. But you can also feel your breath fill up your whole body, your whole torso, your chest as well. And all the way around, give that some attention. All the way around, your back expands when you breathe in. That can help a lot when you have back pain, to remember that your whole torso is expanding out when you breathe in, and contracting when you breathe out. There's a way in which every cell in your body kind of breathes with you, expands and contracts. Breathe in and breathe out through your nose. That also tells you that you're calm. You're not breathing in through your mouth or out through your mouth. So, remember to breathe. But breathing is not an end in itself in this practice. And I also don't want you to... I'd like to ask you not to get... not only to breathe. Don't just breathe. So breathe, but don't just breathe. Use breathing as a gateway to present moment awareness, what the Buddha called present moment awareness. So sometimes we say count your breath, and that's helpful, especially sort of early on in a retreat, and that tends to hook you into your breath clearly. But after a while, I suggest you drop the counting and just breathe. And breathe and. Breathe and use your ears. Open up to sound. Breathe and open up to sight. Breathe and feel your sense of touch. That breathing and is an important step in our practice. Breathing is a portal to present moment awareness. And we start with those simple things, maybe sight, hearing, and then breathe and see and hear and feel. It's possible to do all of that together in an integrated way. Breathe and walk. Breathe and chant. Breathe and eat. I'm working on breathing and eating right now. I tend to lose track of my breath altogether in the frenzy of meal. But it's very interesting to me to bring some awareness to breathing while I'm eating. Even breathe and think. If you're thinking, if you're lost in thought, one thing is to come back to the breath and, forget about the thought. If you can sweep it away, great. If you can't, bring in breathing to the party. Breathe and think. You can do both of those things at the same time. Breathing gives space to everything. It'll give some space. Even if it's not perfect, it'll give some, make some space around those thoughts. Breathing is magic. It's also magic when it comes to pain. When you have a pain in your body, I suggest you first of all bring your attention to it without trying to do anything about it, without running in any which way. And then breathe. Breathe into that place and just breathe. Breathe and move. And coordinate your moving with your breathing. It'll be different. You'll come to a different place than you would if you just moved. There's magic in breathing. Well, I've run out of things to say about breathing, but really I just wanted to say some things in the service of reminding you to remember your breathing and remember it as a portal to present moment awareness.